You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Adrian.
And I'm Natalie. This is Records Management.
Hello, welcome. This is Records Management. My name is Adrian.
And I'm Natalie.
And we have a special guest here with us today.
Hello, I'm Isabel.
Hello, Isabel. How are you doing?
Our dear friend Isabel is in the studio.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. And friend of us.
Can't listen in today, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
She is probably our most faithful listener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So don't say we don't reward our listeners, because we do.
Thanks, guys.
Aw, okay. So Isabel's turning a little bit red. So we're going to try to... So, Isabel, you can chime in anytime you want, but we won't put any pressure on you to say anything. Adrian, take the wheel.
Take the wheel. We got a couple updates on our fund drive goals. Ooh. We're still waiting for the total, but according to me talking to people about it who donated to our show,
I'm getting so nervous.
I think we reached at least habanero level pepper to ingest.
Thank God. No Satan's toe.
Oh, well, we might have. It's going to be close. That is going to come down to the wire pretty much literally. Maybe not literally, but you know.
Can I be there for that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Do you want to film it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Sure. Isabel is our designated mom friend, so I can guarantee that if she's there, then I won't be suffering too badly.
So as soon as we know the totals of how much we raised, we will be putting together that video of Natalie and I eating some spicy stuff.
I shouldn't even have said designated mom friend. Like, we didn't designate you. You're just like, you just like naturally take care of all of us. But that's all right. Lean in a little bit.
Yeah.
You got to lean in so people can hear you.
I'm mom friend now. It's on the radio. It's radio official. Look at me, Joella.
You can check the chat to see if anyone else is listening. But anyway.
What do we got prepared for today? And by we, I mean mostly you.
Yes. Oh, right. So we're a little bit late for this, but such is the nature of our schedule.
Once a week show. We can't help it.
Women's Day was between our last show and today's show. So we're doing like a belated Women's Day celebration. So I chose all of the songs. And they're all by female artists.
Mm-hmm.
And also, most of them are Canadian. Mm-hmm. So that's super exciting. I think like all except for like two or three are from Canada.
So we have music chosen by...
All over Canada.
Chosen by, played by, curated by women.
Woo! All right. So our first song is going to be called Healer by Kensington Prairie.
Yourself or your source. Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
You just heard One of These Days by Bedouin. The song we heard opening that set was Healer by Kensington Prairie. Nice smooth songs. I enjoyed them.
Thank you. You know what? I just had a thought while this was playing, because like I have where everyone's from, so very cool. Mm-hmm. Bedouin is originally from Syria, and then I think she grew up in Saudi Arabia, though, and then she moved to the States. And the first one, I was looking at this and like, Grimsby, Ontario sounded familiar, but I'm like, it's just like some tiny town in Ontario. Why does it sound familiar?
Yeah.
Max, if you're listening, my sweet little cousin Max, not so little anymore, he's 14, but he was born in Grimsby.
Oh.
Yeah. Not from Grimsby, but he was born in Grimsby.
On his birth certificate.
Yeah.
Born
it says
in
Grimsby. So it's about like halfway between Hamilton and St. Catharines, Ontario. It's right along Lake Ontario.
Cool.
Very cool for me. And potentially for other people. I don't know. But yeah. Isabel, how are you feeling over in your corner? Not to put you on the spot.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah? Getting used to the chair?
Yeah, I really like those last songs.
Oh, thank you. Adrian, do you have anything to contribute? Shall we keep on trucking along? Do you have a little thank you you'd like to...
Oh, yeah. I was going to say earlier, thank you for reminding me. That wasn't the thank you, but thank you for reminding me. Earlier, when I was talking about all of the people who helped donate to Fundrive, to both to the station and Discorder and to our show specifically, next week, hopefully, when we get all of the donations and all of the the numbers for sure, we can thank all of the people who donated to our show on the air.
Ooh. So if that's y'all, you, thank you in advance.
You're going to get your shout outs. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Not you. Not thinking
well, thank you,
you on
Isabel.
The air.
Isabel was a really big contributor to this. So thank you to our in-house friend right now.
Yeah.
So this next song that's coming up, it's not until the end that you're going to recognize the song. Classic. I'm sure you all sang along to it as a child. But leading up to it, you have a nice, beautiful melody by Rachel Beck.
See the light of a clear new morning. gonna be alright. It's gonna be okay. It's been a long, long time since I've known the taste of freedom and those clinging vines that held me bound. Well, I don't need them. I've been like a captured eagle.
Want to know more about human rights abuses, global issues, and international politics? Are you interested in writing to foreign and local governments in response to global crises? Are you ready to give peace a chance? If your answer is yes, then Amnesty International UBC may be the club for you. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/AIUBC or send us an email at amnestyubc@gmail.com.
Street in someone's town, on strangers' feet I mark my ground. I trace my circles round and round, I'm sworn to find me in a party scene. And I just got loose, it's my devil's luck to be introduced to one who takes their shape like you. It unbinds me. Got a flat top six dressed in steel strings, and I don't have you. You wouldn't like the life, and I couldn't want you to. There's a secret in this solitude. As my love unfolds, I find it's often crude. I call you late and my words intrude, and I have faltered. But the miles don't shrink by telephone. The crackling wire becomes our home. I tell you I'm okay alone, and then I wonder. I've got towns ahead and shows behind, and I won't be lost. I join my name on that solid line and it always costs. But it takes my time and it fills my mind and it feeds the ghost of memories in the quiet heat. When our words were trim and our hope was neat, we said our purpose here was to be complete with I want you. It's a woman's dream, this autonomy, where the lines connect and the point stays free. We said passion as an open sea would only haunt you. I watched the last cab turn its headlights down to the day's sunrise. I must have wanted you in every town, and it's no surprise that one alone don't sit you down by my love eyes. We're trimming, our hope was neat. We said our purpose here was to be complete with I want you.
That was Our Purpose Here by Farron. Is it Farron?
I think it's Farron.
I just asked you that and I already forgot.
You know, okay, so there's this.
Well, let me finish backing up before we get into this story. Sorry. I want to make sure we say this. The song before that, before the ad, was Light of a Clear Blue Morning by the Waylon Jennies.
Originally by?
Dolly Parton.
Very important fact.
Very important. I was getting there. You cut me off. And the song to open that set was This Little Light by Rachel Beck, which at the end of it, you hear, what is the song?
This Little Light of Mine.
Is that the name of the choral song?
Yeah.
Oh. Ah. So it's just Of Mine. That's the only difference
well,
in the song
she
title.
Like wrote the well she like this her song is called like This Little Light, but yeah. She wrote the first part and then she incorporated the folk song into it.
Yeah. That was cool. I like that.
Yeah, that's why I was like, you'll recognize it at the end.
Okay, yeah. Now you can tell us about Farron.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if it started with J.K. Rowling or what, but like there is someone on the internet and then it like took off where like someone said, like, don't just judge somebody by how they pronounce a word because it just means that they learned it by reading.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Right? Oh, that is me.
And it was like, that is 100% me because I have like never heard this person's name said aloud.
Yeah.
But I've read multiple articles and like listened to the, like I read a CBC article featuring her like from 2 years ago.
You got to like creep YouTube interviews and wait for the interviewee
but that's
to be
the
like,
thing. A lot of
their name.
Exactly. And I do that. But a lot of the time, like, I haven't, admittedly, for this particular artist, like, mm-hmm. been, like, archives of interviews. But, yeah. So, I'm going to assume that it's Farron.
It might be Farron.
I'm hoping to do it, this name, justice, because, like, this person is legendary.
Yeah.
Like, legendary. A lot of people of more, like, my mom's generation will remember her. But, yeah, very important Canadian artist.
Do you want to weigh in, Isabel, on how that's pronounced?
I think it's
Farron. Farron? Okay.
And then before that, we heard the Waylon.
I know,
but I want to like mention where they're from, you know? Like,
okay,
it's not all like Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, you know? So the Waylon Jennies, which is, yes, a play on Waylon Jennings, they're from Winnipeg. Fantastic all female band. Love them.
Can I just say that love the female Waylon Jennies band name? I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, did you catch on to that
before? Not at first.
Exactly.
Like, it took me a while after I heard their name to be like, oh, the Waylon Jennies.
Oh, there's a pun I can get on board with.
Yeah.
And then at the top of that set, that was Rachel Beck from PEI. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got like all over the Canadian map today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are we listening to next, Adrian?
We have a song by Winona Wild called I Like It This Way.
All right, let's give it a listen.
The world go crazier each day. But baby, I like it this way. I'm all homegrown. I'm all homegrown. Never again will I. Not even for a longer holiday. Lately I've been thinking about all the love that's come and gone. Well, maybe I'm just waiting for the one who won't do me wrong. I'll just watch and wait. I'll watch. Cause baby, I like it this way. Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Records Management on this, our show celebrating International Women's Day. Isabel, what songs did we just hear?
We just heard Hero and the Sage by Tara Byer. And just before that, starting off that set, was I Like It This Way by Winona Wild.
Excellent Natural. Work.
Well done.
You were born for the radio. Yeah. Winona Wild from Peterborough, Ontario. Took me up until 30 seconds ago to find that piece of information. Mm-hmm. And putting those library skills to use. And then Tara Byer? Byer? From Vancouver.
Byer?
I think it's Byer.
Yeah. Vancouver. So local.
Vancouver.
Girl. Vancouver, the way that it's properly.
Nobody says that.
Anyway, so up next, this is probably the most interesting song that I found from the entire list. And this person, her band, Diet and the Love Soldiers.
I think it's Diet, yeah.
Yeah, she's from. People are going to be like, who cares how things are pronounced? Shut up.
Get on with the music.
Get on with the music. But yeah, this is important to talk about, though. She's from the Yukon. And the language that she sings in this next song, I think it's called Southern Tochoni, is only spoken by 350 people. So it's an endangered language that she performs in. Which is awesome.
Keeping it alive.
This song is called Asia Kei.
Asia Kei Nedi Shinka Dikanu Tadu Heya Heya Dikanu Tadu Heya, heya, Asia Kei, Dacha na kutsa ding ana ura, Yatsusaina, heya, ura, Yatsusaina, heya, heya. Asia kei na kuchaniu, heia heia. Aju yat asai akan, aju yat asai akan. Asia kei. Na kuchaniu, heya heya, aho tashan ninti, aho tashan ninti, kunshish ye ding I, kunshish.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
It does. today and tomorrow.
Welcome back. So, at the top of that set, you heard Asya Kei by Diet and the Love Soldiers. Diet and the Love Soldiers out of the Yukon. That song was in a language called Southern Tachone. And it is only spoken by 300 people, so mm-hmm. or 350 people. So, very, very cool.
Yes.
Big fan of endangered languages.
Yeah.
And that second song, who did you think it was by?
It sounded.
Did you have any guesses for who it was by?
You're gonna hate me for saying this, but it honestly sounded like a Christmas song, like a good Christmas song.
Oh my gosh, my broken heart.
But it had that Christmassy kind of twang feel to it. It was good.
Such thing as a Christmassy twang?
Have you never heard a country Christmas album in your life?
Well, yeah, but I don't associate twang with Christmas.
There was something about that song that made me think it was a Christmas song. I don't know why.
This is my queen, Katie Lang, from her album Absolute Torch and Twang, which is one of my favorite albums of all time and probably would be one of your least favorite.
Probably, like, yeah.
But yeah, she's my queen. Anyone who has a problem with her has a problem with me. But anyway, what are we going to hear next, Adrian? You have a good story about this.
Yeah, we have a song by artist Erin Costello, who is out of Nova Scotia, I believe. Both Erin and her good friend Don Brownrigg are doing an upcoming West Coast tour, including a stop in Vancouver on March 8th. March 28th. Man, I cannot read today. At the Heatley, they are doing an album release. Her album, Sweet Marie, came out in October, and Dan's album, Fireworks, came out just like 2 weeks ago, I want to say. And they're both pretty great. And I chose a song, Erin Costello. The song name is All in Your Head, and I think it's pretty great.
Going from Yukon with Dia and the Love Soldiers to mm-hmm. Consort, Alberta with Katie Lang. And now we're going all the way to the East Coast to Nova Scotia.
How many time zones is that?
Erin Costello. Well, from...
That was a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer that. It's a lot.
Three? this is
yeah.
Yeah, this is Erin Costello.
Yeah. your mother, baby? Does she know that you love her? Have you told her lately?
They say it's all in your head. You say you're terrified. What if I told you that?
Second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
All right. Started talking without the microphone. Okay, so you just heard Take a Little Time by Catherine Calder. And then before that, we heard All in Your Head by Aaron Costello. So we were in Nova Scotia, and then we flew back to Victoria.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much going to do it for our show today.
We have Gat coming in for... What's it? I have it on a piece of paper. Sorry if you hear it rustling.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Exploding Head Movies.
Exploding Head Movies with Gak.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. Adrian, do we have any other announcements?
We just want to give a big thank you to everyone who donated to the station and Discorder and our show specifically last week for Fun Drive. You guys Woo-hoo. Are the best. We wouldn't be here without you.
You're welcome.
Including you, Isabel, yes.
Especially Isabel.
And thank you, Isabel, for being the first guest on our show. You did great.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was great. Dream come true.
You're famous now. Like, you have 18 followers.
Yeah. Don't forget us when you become famous,
18
okay?
new followers. Yeah.
Remember your roots.
Yeah, it started here.
It's already begun.
Anyway, so happy belated International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get out of here. So we hope you manage to have a good night. And again, stay tuned for GEC.
A center to hold, a cannonball. These nights.